Blog
found this show, then you're listening to Health Talk Live. This morning, Health Talk Live is broadcasting out of Dallas, Texas. Health Talk Live, we're back on the air. We've been out the air for almost about a year and a half, so you guys probably know. We've been heavily involved in XL Nutraceuticals, our company, and the promotion of our product, so that's taking a lot of our time. I've also recently been participating in the 2010 International Brothers Hair and Beauty Show. The show in Atlanta recently, back here in August. 100,000 people came, so it was really, really interesting. A lot of different fashions, great show. XL Nutraceuticals was also a sponsor recently of the 2010 National Eczema Patient Conference. Recently held in Chicago, Illinois. A lot of good information there for people who suffer with eczema. Really a good program. National Eczema Association. I'm your host, MD Shaheed. Let you know who you're listening to right now. I'd like to inform you at this time that Health Talk Live is a show developed as a resource and support for people who suffer with chronic skin conditions such as eczema, psoriasis, dermatitis, dry skin, and also people who are experiencing premature hair loss and other hair and scalp conditions. That's what we do at Health Talk Live. Health Talk Live is a project of XL Nutraceuticals. At XL Nutraceuticals, we manufacture and produce all natural products for the control and management of eczema, psoriasis, and hair conditions. For more information about XL Nutraceuticals and all our fine natural-based products, do visit our website at www.xcel-n.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-977-3981. Health Talk Live is also supported by the Crescendo Mar Group. If you're facing possible foreclosure of your home, do call the Crescendo Mar Group today at 1-877-904-1424 or visit us at www.cmgnationwide.com. I'd like to now bring in our hosts, and Monica and Gary, and bring them into the show. Monica and Gary, are you guys available right now?
Yes, I'm here, and I'd like to thank our music producer. We've been gone for a long time. Maybe we'll have to talk to him about playing some I'm Back by James Brown, because we are back, and this is Health Talk Live, and it's good to be back with both of you and Monica. Monica, how are you this morning?
Monica, are you there? Well, we're having some problems bringing Monica in. She seems to be on the line, having some technical problems. Anyway, until Monica gets in contact with her, I'd like to inform you that we're going to have two special guests today on the show. Rebecca Valadez, two-time Grammy Award winner. She's recently been doing a lot of musical tours and things and really promoting her career. And Ardell Williams, nationally known hairstylist. So all these guys and more will be here shortly to join us on Health Talk Live. Monica, you here now?
Yes, I'm here.
Good. We thought we had missed you. Yeah, we can hear you. I mean, we just thought we had lost you or whatever. So say hello to our listening audience.
Well, good morning, everybody. It feels good to be back.
Good morning, Monica.
And good morning, Gary.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing just fine. I'd like to just take a moment and let the fine people in our listening audience know just a little bit about XL Nutraceuticals and its full line of wonderful products. You know, that you can call 1-800-977-3981 for further information, or visit us at the website, which is www.xcel-n.com. There you'll find products for the management of eczema, psoriasis, contact dermatitis. We do have a health growth stimulator for those of you that are looking to go natural and let your hair grow out beautiful, more full, and full of life. You also have organic shampoos, conditioners, hair balms, just an array and an assortment of products that people don't understand that Muslim, you and I and others, manufacture ourselves. So, Muslim, tell them a little bit more if you got a moment.
Well, yeah, we do manufacture all natural-based products at XL Nutraceuticals for the management control of eczema and psoriasis. We also have a line of organic products for the maintenance and upkeep of the hair. So we are running actually a special today and tomorrow. We probably may even let it go all the way through the week. Right now you can get all XL Nutraceuticals products at a 15% discount. That's right, you can get it at 15%. Go to our website right now. We have our organic shampoos, our clarifiers, our XL Nutraceuticals SO product for eczema. A lot of fine products here at XL Nutraceuticals. We're going to go to a quick break, and we'll be right back in just a moment. Okay, we're back from the show, Health Talk Live. I'm your host, M.B. Shaheed, and we're bringing you information on eczema, psoriasis, contact dermatitis, as well as problems that you may have with thinning hair or premature hair loss. For more information about our company, do go to our website at www.xcel-n.com. You know, we mentioned earlier that we went to the Warner Brothers International Festival, and there I gave a talk or a couple of classes on the facts and myths concerning hair growth and hair loss. And at that time, I was interviewed by an individual, a reporter, I guess, and they wanted to know about XL Nutraceuticals and what we do. And I think it's a good place here where we can actually catch people up to date about what we do at XL Nutraceuticals and the type of products that we manufacture and sell. So I want you to listen to this interview. This interview will tell you much about XL Nutraceuticals and what we do right now. Hold on.
Bronner's Brothers Hair Show down here in Atlanta, Georgia, at the booth of XL Nutraceuticals. Muslim Shaheed, one of the founders and president of the company. I'd like to introduce himself to you.
How you doing? Thank you.
All right. Now, what made you bring the company down here at the Bronner's Brother Hair Show?
Well, as a research scientist and president and founder of XL Nutraceuticals, I wanted to expose the hair industry to some of the true facts concerning hair loss and hair growth. And I thought that the Bronner Brothers International Festival would be a good place to start. As you know, XL Nutraceuticals is a company that produces all natural-based products scientifically developed for the management of eczema, psoriasis and contact dermatitis. There are no other products on the market, matter of fact, probably in the world, that are effective and all natural base and are good for the skin and scalp like XL Nutraceuticals. XL Nutraceuticals is a company that's 100% African-American owned. We manufacture all our products. There's no steroids, no chemicals, and no toxic substances in our products. So we wanted to bring this information and our product line here to the Brown Brothers International Hair Festival so to get the exposure so people can know really what's good for hair and what's not.
Okay. I hear you got a product out there that can almost heal psoriasis and eczema. Can you show us that product?
Yeah, his product is called Nutraceuticals and Oat. Nutraceuticals and Oat has been scientifically developed for the management and control of eczema, psoriasis, and contact dermatitis. This product, 5 years in the making, it contains no steroids, no harmful chemicals or substances, no toxic substances or chemicals, cancer-causing agents. It's been shown to be over 99% effective in over 2,000 customers. Second to none, this is the best product on the market for control and management of eczema.
Are you sure it's the best product on the market?
Oh, by far. We've evaluated other products. We've done our own research study, and we have studied other pharmaceutical companies' products, and we know for a shadow of a doubt that this product is the most effective for eczema and psoriasis.
Okay. Now, there's a lot of products on the market that a lot of people wash their hair with, really be damaging their hair. But you got a product that's not harmful. Can you show us that product?
A couple of products that we have on the market, all organic shampoo. This is the best shampoo on the market. It contains no toxic chemicals, no synthetics, no polymers. When you look at shampoo, you look at the back, you can clearly see that our product has no chemicals or toxic substances in it. It's all natural. It's made from palm oil and olive oil. It'll shampoo your hair clean. It leaves the scalp really soft. Moisturized. It leaves the hair really soft. It's the best product on the market for just cleaning your hair. I recommend anybody, if you want clean hair, to use XM Pharmaceuticals Organic Shampoo.
Okay, nice product right there, Mr. Shaheed. Now, can you show us a product that stimulates your hair and grows your hair back?
We developed this product specifically for females. It was developed because of a friend of mine 10 years ago requested some information on a niece of hers who had some hair problems. Me being a research scientist and numerous patents around the world, I used my background and my knowledge of plant biology to create a product that's effective for the prevention of further hair loss and also the stimulation of hair loss. This product contains over 40 different components, herbal extracts, plant extracts, flower extracts, fruit extract, combined with certain natural oils, amino acids, and specific antioxidants in a proprietary formula that's second to none. This product has over 90% success rate in females and about a 50% success rate, 50-60% in males, depends upon the age of the male and the health of the male. But this is a very effective product.
Does it really work?
Yeah, it's working. If I didn't have it right now, I wouldn't have nothing on my head. And we got over thousands of people right now that are going to testify. We have testimonials. You go to our website, and I'll tell you this product really is effective. It's not toxic. It's not Rogaine. It's not Minoxidil. It's not Propecia. And it's a very effective product.
Okay, you got a nice product right there. Can you show us some of your other products that you have that XL Nutraceuticals have to offer to the world?
Sure, XL Nutraceuticals. And well, once we developed these products for hair and skin, we realized we needed some auxiliary products. So we created a product line that will help manage the scalp. Here we have a product called Organic Hair Balm. It's all organic, has no toxic chemicals. It's good for people who have afros, who have twists, who have braids, also dreadlocks if you really need it. Your hair gets dry, your scalp gets dry. This product is all organic, very effective. Smells really, really good. With good moisture hair, a lot of people love this product.
Nice product right there.
We also have another product called the Organic Glaze product. Organic Glaze product is used basically for females who want their hair to look really good, want it to shine, looks really stylish. you wash your hair, you put spray some of this, put it on your hair, put it in your hair, rub it, fluff it up, looks really nice, you're cute, you're ready to go, you're ready to party. And it's all organic.
Okay. Now what's this other product that I see right here?
Okay, these products you see right here are basically a new product line we're developing for salons. It's all organic. This is the first truly all organic product that we're bringing to the hair industry. No toxic chemicals, plant extracts, great product. Shampoo. Here's another product for cleaning out dandruff, perhaps the eczema, psoriasis, trash in your hair, any kind of bad oils built up from using various chemicals. Very good product. Then we have another product, all organic again for salon industry. This product is for giving it a nice finish shine. Very good product. And then, of course, we have a final product, another all-organic product for finishing the hair once it's shampooed, clean, and dry. Please get moisturization.
Okay. That wraps it up. We're down here at the Bronner's Brothers Hair Show, Atlanta, Georgia, with XL Nutraceuticals, Muslim D. Shaheed. Got any help?
Well, one thing to say is you should check our product line out. Go to our website at www.xcel-hair.com, or you can call us at 1-800-977-3981. Check out the new products, all organic, all natural, Exoticeuticals, up and coming, the real organic, all natural company here in America.
Okay, that about wraps it up. Bronner's Brothers Hair Show. Down.
Okay, we're back. Health Talk Live. You just listened to an interview in Atlanta, Georgia at the 2010 International Bronner Brothers Beauty and Fashion Show. I was interviewed in Atlanta talking about our great products, our natural products, our organic products, products for eczema, psoriasis, contact dermatitis, and hair loss. Because we're talking about eczema, we're going to be bringing on a special guest, Atlanta, shortly. Rebecca Valadez, two-time Grammy Award winner, a young lady who's experienced a lot of problems with eczema in her life, and she's going to be coming on and tell us a lot about what she's doing today and also her experiences with living with eczema. So, Rebecca Valadez, are you listening? Are you here?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning, Rebecca,
cool.
And how are you doing?
I'm doing a lot better now, thank you.
we had some technical difficulties a little bit earlier, but we got it straightened out.
Okay, perfect.
Good morning, Rebecca. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. How are things back in my favorite city? Southern California, LA.
I'm really good. I just woke up this morning, had a big gig at a huge casino last night here in Temecula, California. And actually, I had two gigs yesterday, and I tell you what, if I was still suffering from eczema, these two gigs really would have done a number on my face. I slept in my makeup last night, which if you have eczema, is probably something that you shouldn't do, but since I'm completely cured of any dry skin, literally anywhere on my body, I woke up this morning looking just as beautiful as I did last night. And I think this product is absolutely amazing. I suffer from eczema, and when I break out all over my face, which as a musical artist is probably the worst thing that could happen. It's the worst place to get any sort of dry skin whatsoever. I'd get really dry, flaky skin underneath my eyes and around my nostrils and a little bit underneath my chin on my jawline. And it looked disgusting. It looked like I had athlete's feet on my face. And there was nothing I could do about it. There wasn't any product or any amount of moisturizer that I could put on my face. I would put regular moisturizers on my face, and my skin would sting, literally. It would burn, and it would be very painful. But when I put your product on, the eczema went away almost overnight. Like, it literally only took a couple of days for me to cure my dry skin. And I got to tell you, I am so much happier now because of it. And I was just listening to your interview, and you have hair products. I didn't even know that you had hair products. I actually do suffer from female hair loss. My grandmother, before she passed away in her 70s, she pretty much lost a lot of her hair. She had to buy wigs. My mom suffers from the same thing, and I'm already starting to lose a little bit of my hair. So I'd like to get a hold of those products, too, if you could. it's a miracle product, I got to tell you, and I am so much happier because of it. And if I ever do suffer a breakout, I know that I can count on a product that's completely natural, and it's not anything that is going to be harmful to my body because it's got strange chemicals or anything in it. I know it's all plant-based science, and it's by far the most superior product I've ever used.
Yeah, and I just like
I know in the past you said you had gone to the doctor and they had prescribed different types of medications to you. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
They actually gave me a shot, and it was a horribly painful shot. And I mean, I've gotten shots before. I've had blood drawn before, but this shot, it leaves like a big knot in your arm. And I asked the lady if I was supposed to be feeling this much pain. She says, yes, with this shot, you will feel pain, and it'll last for a while. So I had to go home with this huge pain in my arm, and it didn't work. Nothing that they gave me worked. They gave me steroids, and it worked for a little bit, but then I'd break out again, you know. But this product, I just used it. I mean, I didn't even finish the bottle. I didn't even, like, finish the series. It cures my eczema so quickly, I don't have to continue using the product every day. I just use it whenever I have a breakout, and then it's done, and then I can go on with the rest of my life. It's just the coolest thing ever. So, but I like the fact that it doesn't have any steroids or anything in it, because all that stuff is dangerous, all these chemicals that you can put on your skin. Most of it you can't even pronounce, to tell you the truth. I don't even know how they create it. It's like a mad scientist or something, but this stuff I like because it seems like it comes from the earth. It's a completely plant-based. It's got olive oil in it. I can smell the tea tree in it, and it smells so fresh and so clean, as opposed to getting some scented, flowery junk that just makes your skin burn and irritates you more. This stuff doesn't irritate at all. It smells great, and it works instantly. I love it.
Well, Becca, you know, you partially right. A lot of it was mad science when they came up with some of these products. They didn't really set out to help manage eczema or even try to find a cure. They were looking for something else, and somebody in the lab just decided that, you know, let's try this on eczema or psoriasis, and, you know, they got a little temporary benefit, and they put it in a package and stuck a label on and sold it to you. But you know what?
Yep.
Right now, could you tell our listening audience a little bit, you know, about the life of an entertainer or a Grammy Award winner? I mean, what have you been doing recently, and you know, some of your plans or goals?
Well, I'll tell you, the hardest part about my career is the hectic schedule. You are never doing the same thing 2 days in a row. So, like, this weekend, or I should say this week, Tuesday, I had to fly into San Antonio to do two concerts. I had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I had to drive to Ontario Airport, which is nowhere near my house. I had to wait at the airport for 2 hours, finally get on a plane. It takes me, 5 hours to get to San Antonio. I get off the plane. I go straight to the gig. I do sound check, and I do the songs, and I record that night, and then I get maybe 3 or 4 hours of sleep where I had to get up because I had to take my mom to the doctor the following morning. My mom lives in San Antonio. So I take my mom to the doctor at 6:30 in the morning. And after that, I have to come back and try and get some sleep, which is impossible because once you're awake, there's no going back to sleep. And I had another concert again the next evening. So I was up all day looking for equipment because my sound guy backed out on me at the last minute, and I'm really stressful by myself. Don't if you add stress to my day, I just can't handle it. I'm really high stress all the time. Everything freaks me out. So even in these really high stressful situations, which would have usually made me break out, I had no problems this weekend at all. I didn't break out at all. Again, the following morning after having a gig late that night, I had to get up at 4:30. I had to go and pick all my band up at their hotel. They were staying in a different hotel and drive us all to the airport at 6 o'clock in the morning and start all over again. When I got off the airplane, I had another gig here in Temecula, California at the Pechanga Casino. And I have a gig. I had two gigs yesterday. So it's just nonstop.
Huh?
Yeah, it has just been nonstop. And if I didn't have this product, my face would have looked like a Bigfoot. And it looks perfect. My skin looks beautiful. I don't even have as much as a pimple on my face. My skin hasn't looked this good since I was 12 years old. And I have a lot of freckles. I've got all sorts of uneven skin. I used to have a whole bunch of uneven skin tone, just blotchiness on my face. I used to hate tanning because I don't tan. I just look like I got dirty, like I've been rolling around in dirt. It doesn't look like a tan. It just looks like dirt. But my face just looks so smooth and so even toned. And so I'm out in the sun all the time. I mean, I use sunblock, obviously, but it's perfect. It's perfect, 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 perfect. I can't stress enough how perfect this product is, especially if you're somebody like me who has no schedule set at all whatsoever. My schedule is so hectic. My life is so hectic. And to think that I can go through all of this and not have to worry about a breakout on my face is a miracle. But I know you're asking about my career. I won two Grammys. If you look on the Grammy, it says Mejor Álbum Tejano. But I won two Grammys with a band that I used to play with back when I first started in the industry when I was 14. And then I finally put my own record out, and I got nominated twice for my own albums. And if I would have won that Grammy, I would have been the first female to win a Grammy in that category since Selena Quintanilla Perez. So I don't know if anybody listening out there knows who Selena is, but they made a movie about her, and it basically made Jennifer Lopez's career. but I would have been the first female to win, and I was going up against nothing but men. So yay for me. But
yay for you, that's right.
Yeah, yay for me. On top of that, I've also backed up a lot of really important people. I was on the Wayne Brady Show for two seasons. And I backed up people like Justin Timberlake and Brian McKnight and Benny King and Barry Manilow and Luther Vandross. And I toured with Janet Jackson for a year in 1998. Actually, if you want, y'all can go and rent the DVD, the Velvet Rope Tour. That was a tour that I was on. So I haven't only made my own success in my own career, but I've helped out a lot of other people as well. Actually, I'm taking a change in my career. I'm thinking about starting a career in comedy. So if you talk to Monica's daughter, she actually saw my first little mini set at the party that I threw there in San Antonio. I figured I'd try it out. And I think I did a good job. I think I made some people laugh. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Well, you do have
a good you're very talented.
I try. So, but it's exciting. I want to just keep going and keep changing, and I have one less thing to worry about now that I don't have problems with my skin, because I know I have something there that will always work. And I want to try the hair products now.
Well, you recently did a thing with George Lopez. Am I correct about this?
Yeah, actually, that was on Thursday. The celebration of 16 de septiembre, which is Mexican Independence Day. And George Lopez had a big concert there at the Temecula Casino, the Pechanga Casino, sorry, in Temecula. And my band was there to perform, performed all night. There were mariachis everywhere. It was really cool. It's a weird thing to walk into a casino and see a bunch of mariachis walking around. But it was nice. We played a lot of Latin-based music all night long. And the band that I play with now is pretty much like a party band. We play nothing but like heart-throbbing type music, and we really get the audience going. It's a lot of movement on stage. And by the time we get off stage, I'm just dripping with sweat. And usually that would cause a breakout. I'm just amazed at how all these things used to cause breakouts. And I literally don't have any problems anymore. I mean, the last time I felt just a little bit of a tingle on my skin is when the weather started changing a little bit. It started getting really, really hot in Southern California. And it, I mean, obviously, you know, like the song says, it never rains in Southern California. And it's true. It never rains out here. So it was a little hot, and I noticed how warm it was because I saw the plants. I don't have a green thumb, but I got a little vegetable garden on my patio, and all my plants started to wither. No matter what I did, they were withering, so I had to put them in the shade because it was just so hot in California. And I did start getting a little tingle, but I dabbed the product on underneath my eyes, and it went away. And yeah, it's done. I don't have to worry about it. Cured. Insta-cure. So I was like, wow, it's nice to have something that's reliable for once. Everything else in my life never works. And you can ask Monica this. I am the most unlucky person in the world. I've had 5 flat tires this year alone since I moved to California, which I've never had flat tires before. I broke my brand new Mac laptop computer. I broke the screen on it. Like 3 days after I moved here. It's like moving to California was a curse for me, but I persevered and I pushed forward through all the stress, and I'm happier for it now, but at least I know I don't have to worry about my skin because that looks great. I got a flat tire on my car fixed, but my skin looks great. So,
well, that's good, Rebecca, and also you're very talented too, so don't forget about that piece too.
Yeah, I need a personal assistant to take care of all this stuff for me, so I don't have to stress out anymore. But I think it's worth it. I have a really good time, and it's a blessing to be able to entertain people. And you get a little bit of an adrenaline rush when I don't know, it's like an endorphin thing kicks in when you're on stage, and you really understand that the audience is connecting to you in that special way, and you feel their energy, and you just feed off of it, and it just continues to grow and grow and grow until the end of the show. It's a huge climax. It's a really amazing thing, and that's the thing I love about performance, what I've always loved about performing. And I think that before, when I had these problems with my skin, I didn't always have problems with my skin. It sort of magically appeared. In my early 20s, I started having problems. And I thought if I just exfoliated my face that it would go away. So I bought this stuff. Back then they had something called Buff Puff. And I would buy Buff Puff and I'd try and scrub and exfoliate my face, which just made it worse because I didn't really know or understand what eczema was. I didn't know that I had it. I just suddenly started getting dry skin. And I did everything wrong. When you have eczema, you're not supposed to use anything with scents or fragrances added in. You're not supposed to use anything with dyes in it. You're not supposed to scrub your face too much. You're not supposed to do anything that puts you in the heat directly. You're not supposed to work out too hard or sweat too much because that'll make you break out too. And I was doing all of those things, just making my condition worse. And I mean, literally, it was all up my neck and all over my face. I mean, you know how hard it is to hide that on your face? It's like impossible. I looked horrible. Needless to say, I didn't get a whole lot of jobs back then. But that was, I think when I retired, I started, that was right around the time I started teaching. So could you imagine me walking into a classroom with a bunch of kids looking at my face the way it was and telling them, no, really, I am a Latin Grammy Award winner, and This is the face that I use to promote my voice. This is the face that my voice comes out of. I looked horrible, and you could see it on the kids' faces. They knew that they were just like, who does she think she is? There's no way that she's famous or that she's a singer. She looks like junk. Oh, my gosh. So,
Did you ever feel afraid or intimidated to go out on the stage and perform, let's say, and I don't know the whole situations at the time, but before you started using the XL Nutraceuticals SO product that's developed for eczema and psoriasis and dry skin is the problem that you're talking about now to our audience, but did you ever feel, you know, maybe intimidated or, you know, maybe afraid or unsure, you know, how the audience was going to take you when you, you know, came on the stage? Or did that ever happen, you know, prior to day or even before you came on stage?
The big performances I'm not really worried about because the audience isn't right up next to me at all. I'm on a big stage. The audience is a good 10 feet away, you know, and I'm elevated above them. They literally can't see the details of my face. But one day I had to do a small church festival where we were doing a fundraiser for a friend of mine. And that was the one that scared me the most. And I remember driving there. I had an anxiety attack in the car on the way there. And my mom was in the car with me, and she was like, what? It could possibly be wrong. You're going to a little bitty church festival. How could you be scared about going to a festival? And I was like, Mom, look at my face. You know, I haven't been up close with anybody, you know, since my face has been this way, and I don't want people to see me like this. And I was crying. I was hysterical in the car. And she couldn't get me to stop. And she was like, it's going to be okay. I ended up having to buy this makeup that strippers use to cover their tattoos. And I had to put this extremely thick makeup on my face that taped up my face to cover up all the eczema. And even though it covered up the redness, it doesn't really cover up the texture. You know, I still had these like almost lumpy, crusty things on my face, and there's no covering that up. There was no way around it. There's no hiding it. It's on my face, you know. And I had an anxiety attack. It was humiliating to be crying like that in front of my mom. And then we got to the event, and you can see the look on people's faces when they saw me. It was heart wrenching, you know. I consider myself to be pretty good looking.
you are.
But you couldn't really tell because, you know, on top of my skin being what it was, you can sense that insecurity in my face. You can see it. And when you're not happy with the way you look, you're not happy, period. Not happy at all. And the cool thing about it is, you know, once you get one thing taken care of, it sort of makes you want to take care of some other things too. So, I just lost 20 pounds. I got a good 10 more pounds to go before I'm back to my Janet Jackson days. And, you know, now that I got my skin taken care of, I want to get my body taken care of, and now I'd like to get my hair taken care of.
hold that thought right there, Rebecca. This is Health Talk Live. We have Rebecca Valadez, two-time Grammy Award winner on the radio right now on the air. If you have any questions, we have about 10 minutes left for Rebecca on the show. You can call us now at 1-347-202-0758. That's 1-347-202-0758. We've also opened our chat lines now, so if you don't want to call in, you can send us a chat, and we can try to get it answered very quickly by Rebecca. Well, Rebecca, we do have some products, natural hair products, organic products that are designed to help stimulate your scalp and stimulate your hair follicles and to assist you in the recovery of pretty much all of your hair. You're a young woman, so you'll probably have no problem, you know, getting that hair back. But we do have those type of products. I never knew you had any kind of hair conditions or hair issues. You never told me.
Yeah, I didn't know that you had that product. I would love to see it. Actually, my mom could really use it too. She feels really bad because there's not a lot that you can do with your hair when it's thinning to the point where you can see your scalp. And what my mom ended up doing, she ends up coloring it all the time because right after you color your hair, your scalp sort of gets tinted also a little bit from the color. and it makes your hair look a little bit sicker. And I wanted to buy her those products where you shake stuff in your hair, you know, because they use that a lot on the television shows that I do for, you know, different artists if they come up, and comedians or singers or whatever. And if they've got a little bit of hair loss, the lady just shook this junk on the hair. And I was like, wow, that's kind of humiliating that you've even got to pull that stuff out for the artist himself. He's like, oh, well, yeah, I guess. Yeah, I got a little bit. Yeah, you could use it on me. Okay. Like, he was so embarrassed about that. But and my mom's got this that she has to deal with every day. And when you color your hair all the time like that, you know, it affects your hair. It makes it dry and brittle, and it makes it really hard to manage. And it doesn't. It's just the texture is just terrible. Her hair will stick straight up, and there's nothing she can do about it. She needs to use a lot of products to manage her hair to make it sort of look as silky as she can. But yeah, both of, and I know that's where I'm headed too. I'm headed in the same direction. Me more so because of my stressful career, you know. I need some less stress. I need less stress. I need to retire already. I'm only 31 years old, but in my short 31 years, I've done a lot of work. I've been working, and I'll tell anybody this. I've been paying taxes on my career since I was 11 years old. And it's pretty much been like this since day one. Something's going on every day something's going on. And it takes a lot out of you. And like I said, once you wake up, it's kind of hard to go back to sleep. And when you're somebody like me, you got a late gig, and then you wake up early. Like my dog yesterday, he woke me up like at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't get home until 3:45 or something like that. So I got 4 hours of sleep yesterday. I got in pretty early, not yesterday, but the day before yesterday. Yesterday I got in pretty early. But, yeah, it's just, man, I need a break. I need a vacation from my vacation. So okay, hopefully the rest of this week is going to be a lot easier on me. And like I said, I have one less thing to worry about because my skin looks great. It absolutely looks great. I can't stop touching it. It's so soft. And I have a really nice boyfriend now that I'm sure I probably wouldn't have if not for this product. And yeah, he's great. His last name's True Love, and he's absolutely beautiful. He's aww, older than I am, but he's got the body of a 20-year-old, so I'm not worried. So yeah, life is great. That's all I can say. Life is great. I got work. I got great skin. I got a great guy. And what else? What else can you what else can you say? Once you look good, right, you feel great.
Well, there's one thing I can say, Rebecca, is that you can't see here, but they have to keep me muted. You've been very successful in the music industry, and your comedic career is just going to be great because you have a natural gift for comedy, and you just keep me laughing. They keep me muted so that I just won't be laughing over what you're saying. But you really do, and well, I can't wait to see you on stage.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited. I was nervous the other day, because my sound guy backed out on me at the last minute, as I told you before, and my band was supposed to perform, and I literally flew these guys out. It's not cheap to fly an entire band to San Antonio, especially at the last minute. I have these guys sitting there, and I have no sound equipment. I have all these people that are coming for an event, and I have no band to perform because there's no sound equipment. And what ended up happening is some friends of mine, they're called the Powerhouse Divas. They have just karaoke tracks on their iPhones, and we hooked the iPhone up to the DJ booth, and we all sang karaoke all night long. And at one point, I just said, you know, because they were looking for music, and I had to stall on stage. That's the worst thing for you to see when you're a performer on stage, to see the person on the sidelines do that thing where they stretch their fingers out and, like, stretch it out. And so you got to kill some time. And so I said, you know, I was thinking about switching careers and possibly doing some comedy. And I said my first joke, and when I heard the people laugh, I was like, okay, maybe this will work. And so I continued with my little skit, and it worked. Everybody was cracking up. Of course, these are all my friends. Of course, they're going to laugh at me, but I'm thinking of going ahead and making the. I've had the opportunity plenty of times to go to the Laugh Factory and do the stand up there, I guess, on open mic night, but I've been too chicken. But but I think after this last week of being in San Antonio and just trying stuff out on my friends, I think that gave me enough confidence to go out there and do it. And at least now I know that I'm not going to have some freakish breakout because I'm all stressed out before I go out on stage. Because I know I'm going to look great.
Yeah, you do look great. And anybody that would like to see just how beautiful and great she looks, you can go to our website at www.xcel-n.com. And up in the left-hand corner, you will see that beautiful Rebecca. And if you click on that, you get to hear her testimony, see her beautiful face with her two Grammys. And we're just real proud of you. Do you have any new music about to drop or has dropped lately? Tell us something about that.
Actually, I've been doing a lot of producing lately. I've got an artist, a country western artist, actually sounds a little bit more like Johnny Cash, the way we produced the album. His name is Vic Brickley. I'm doing some production on that, and I've got a couple of other products, a gospel product that we're putting out from, not Orange County, from Burbank, California, I'm sorry. Working on that, also working on some jingles, which is nice. So I've been in the studio a lot, but just haven't been able to knock out anything for myself. I tried starting a little bit. I was going to do an oldies project, but it just didn't pan out because I had so many other things that I was doing. So it's hard to concentrate on yourself when you're working on so many other things for other people. But I want to put another album out, and there's been a little bit of a buzz on the internet about a Rebecca Valdez comeback. Not that I need to come back, but because my music gets played on the radio every day. I don't know. I haven't had that spark yet to go back into the studio and record anything myself. But I think once I lose this next 10 pounds, I think that'll give me the motivation to get back out there and start doing my own thing again. So we'll see what happens. I'm excited. I mean, the possibilities are endless. And like I said, once you feel good about your look, you're ready for anything. Bring it on.
There you go. For all those who want a sample of your music, Rebecca, they can go to your website. Because recently I had an opportunity to go to your website, and you are jamming.
Yeah, there's I've got some original music on my MySpace page. It's myspace.com/BeccaDez. That's BeccaDez. I'm also on Facebook. Got a really nice following on Facebook. Facebook's hard to keep up with, man. They people just update it instantly all day long. But it's nice to be able to keep in touch with friends. Also I have my website, which is RebeccaValdez.us. And like I said, I do Spanish music, but I also do a lot of English music. And mostly where I make my money is in the studio working for other people. And just, you know, sharing my talent. And like I said, it's nice to be able to walk into a meeting and have somebody look at me and not get freaked out because my face looks like a foot. They know that I look good. I told a few other people this, when you feel healthy and you look wealthy. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but when your skin is clear, if I see somebody with clear skin, I think, well, that person really has the thought enough to take care of themselves. I'm going to take advice from that person because it looks like they're doing good all by themselves. I'm going to start taking advice from that person. Yeah,
who wants to take advice from somebody
who can't even take care of their skin. You know what I mean?
Is that why people see me all the time, Rebecca? They call me Boss Man because that has something to do with my skin. Because everybody thinks I'm the most intelligent and just everything.
I think so. When you look good, you know, when you take care of your body and you take care of your skin, you look like maybe somebody else has been taking care of it for you. Maybe you are just so wealthy that you have a staff of people that sit and pop every pimple on your face for you magically. But that's what it looks like. I know, right? That's what it looks like. You see that person and you're like, I bet you that they're successful. I mean, look at their skin, look at their body. They really are taken care of. They must be rich.
Well, Rebecca, we really enjoyed you coming on our show. I know it's early out there on the West Coast, and, you know, it's kind of hard trying to get up sometimes on a Saturday. You've been busy. You just told us that. But we do appreciate it. Yeah, we will get back in contact with you. We'll let you know about the hair products, and, you know, we'll get you connected and get you on the way. But we really do appreciate you calling in and sharing with our listening audience, you know, your hectic schedule and also how our fine products XM Pharmaceuticals has helped you in your career.
Yay. Thank you for having me. I enjoy these things.
Oh, okay. And, hey, sounds like losing those pounds, you're not going to go in. But when you pass by In-N-Out Burger, just say, Gary said, hey.
Everybody loves In-N-Out Burger.
My third stop every time I come there. On the Cobra, right off the LAX. Oh, yeah.
Right there in the airport is In-N-Out Burger. Everybody knows where that is.
All right, Rebecca. Do take care and have a nice day.
Thank you very much, you guys. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take her out. Okay, we're back. This is Health Talk Live. I'm your host, MD Shaheen. You've just heard Rebecca Velladez, two-time Grammy Award winner, giving us very good information about the career of an artist, entertainer, and also how XL Pharmaceuticals, all natural-based XL SO, has really helped her in her career and keeping her face and skin clean and just giving her a really good feeling about herself and just really being able to go out there on the stage and really do a good job in the entertainment field. We really do appreciate her getting up and sharing some time with us. And she's a great testimonial for XL Pharmaceuticals. Isn't that right, Gary?
Here she is. And I tell you all, if you want to have that beautiful Rebecca skin, you can go right now to www.xcel-n.com and order that SO if you or someone you know is suffering from eczema, psoriasis, contact dermatitis. We found out that it even works on ringworm. Our other product is the HGS. It's the hair growth stimulator. You may have heard her saying that, man, I need that. But that is a wonderful product to help your hair grow back thicker, longer, and stronger. We also offer a full line of organic shampoos, conditioners, have, or we have a glaze. We have a gentleman coming up in a minute that just loves his hair glaze that he uses on his clients. And I tell you that I really enjoy listening to Rebecca. And as I said earlier, if you go to our website, you can hear her testimony that she had given on a radio show that we had back in Tampa a couple of years ago. And please, if you don't, I don't know, Monica, if anybody says this anymore, operators are standing by. Call 1-800-977-3981. That's 1-800-977-3981. Or you can visit us at our website at www.xcel-n.com. That's www.xcel-n.com on the web. I'll tell you what. Saeed.
Yes, sir.
If I was about to just gotten a foreclosure notice and needed some help, who can I turn to?
You can turn to the Crescendo Meyer Group. If you're facing possible foreclosure of your home, call the Crescendo Meyer Group today at 1-877-904-1424 or visit us at www.cmgnationwide.com. That's cmgnationwide.com. And don't forget, Excel Nutraceuticals is also running a 15% discount special on all our natural-based and organic products. You can get all our products for 15% off. This is a great time to buy. You heard Rebecca Valadez tell you about our Excel SO, the best product on the market for eczema and psoriasis. If you have dermatitis, ringworm, that's the product to get. It contains no steroids, contains no toxic chemicals, no toxic drugs. It's all natural-based product, Excel SO. We have our other products, organic shampoo. If you don't have eczema or you don't have skin problems or not hair loss, you can go on our line right now at our website and you can purchase our organic shampoos, our organic clarifiers, great products, no chemicals, no harsh detergents, really good products for cleaning the hair. We're waiting on Ardell Williams to come on the show in a minute, and we'll be right back in just one moment. Okay, this is Health Talk Live. We're back. Health Talk Live, you can call us now if you have a question. 1-347-202-0758. That's 1-347-202-0758. Or if you don't want to call us, you can send us a chat. Our chat line is open. Let us know what's on your mind, and then we'll try to get back. We'll respond to you as quickly as possible. We're waiting on Ardell Williams, nationally known hairstylist, to call in on the show. At this time, again, we want everybody to know that at Excel Pharmaceuticals, who actually sponsors Health Talk Live, which is the program, we're running a 15% discount special on all our products. You can go to our website now at www.xcel-n.com, or you can call us at 1-800-977-3981. We have a lot of our products on schedule. They're ready to go. You can order them as we talk on the line right now. And Ardell, are you available? Can we be here?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good morning, Ardell.
Good morning.
Is this my friend Ardell with the Divert Clientele? Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing mighty fine. Good to hear your voice. It's been a long time since we've been on the air, and just really looking forward to talking to you. I think Muslim was telling me on our archive show that you are the most popular person we have, is it Muslim?
I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you said.
You're the most you had some of the highest listen broadcasts when we were doing it over, you know, about a year ago when we were on the radio doing our shows. And a lot of people are there tuning in and listen to your broadcast. So I don't know if you knew that, but you're a popular man.
Hey.
That's good to hear. That is great.
Today, Ardell is going to be speaking to us about traction alopecia. I know there's quite a bit of controversy and concern over this. MD, you've had an opportunity to speak about this at the Bronner Brothers Hair Show, one of the classes that you taught. And since Ardell has so many clients who often come in who are looking for the hair extensions, who are looking for the weaves and things like that, we want to get his expertise on having to how to deal with managing this issue, and maybe get a little more background of how what causes traction alopecia.
Right. Well, traction alopecia is a very common thing that is happening amongst today's women who are getting hair weaves that has been braided, the braided hair weaves, and also from the fusion hair weaving, and just for just common braiding styles from where the hair has been abnormally pulled from the scalp. And basically what it does is that it just basically what you're doing is getting your hair styled to look pretty and beautiful, but at the same time you're getting your hair pulled so tightly or so twisted or so tugged that you're just basically taking the hair just right out of the scalp. That you can almost, to the point to where you can almost see like where your hair over a matter of days and weeks, that your hair is just basically just coming completely out from the root. And then by the time you take the braiding out, you see like you have a lot of hair loss, and all that hair has just been completely pulled right out of your head. And that is not, it's not even naturally coming out. It's actually being forced out of the scalp.
Okay, and this is not even specific to race or anything like that. Is this any type of person who would subject yourself to this type of styling method, they could actually suffer from this condition. Is that correct?
Correct. That is very correct. Yeah, it can be any ethnicity. It's just basically just from the stylist or the girl next door who's doing your hair. It's just basically using too much pressure on the hair or pulling up the hair that is basically making it to come right out. And basically, whenever you're getting braids, the hair does not have to be pulled so tightly to where you think you're going to make it last longer, or the style's going to be last a lot longer, several more weeks, because the hair is so tight. That is very untrue. Basically, you're just sitting there getting your hair yanked out to look cute with a long weave for about 6 to 8 weeks or 6 months or whatnot, and then by the time you go back into the salon to get it removed, you're, you know, pretty much losing your hair. And,
yeah, I think that was a good point. Because a lot of people think if they have it put in real tight, real close to the scalp, that's going to buy them more time, so they don't have to get it done as frequently.
Exactly. And basically, as you're going back into the salon, you'll be back in the salon a lot more often because getting more conditioning treatments. Or you're trying to use treatments and sitting there wondering why, you know, why is my hair, like, thinning out now, you know, since I've been getting these braids done? Your hair is thinning out because your hair has been pulled too tightly and being put in a braid to have that weave. And now, nowadays, there are, like, more common, newer techniques out as far as putting weaves in to where your hair doesn't have to be completely pulled so tightly, and it's, well, actually, your hair shouldn't be pulled so tightly. So there's different ways to achieve the look that you want without having your hair to be pulled so tightly.
Now, what is the time that people should actually leave the fusion or the extensions or the braids or even the weaves? What is the time frame they should actually, how long should they leave that in their hair before allowing it to take a rest or a break?
It basically depends on the style that you're going for. There's some styles that you can leave in your hair for at least like 2 to 3 weeks, depending on how active the person is. If you're going to the gym every day, or if you're going out and your hair's smelling like cigarettes, and or if you're working in an environment to where you're constantly getting like dust or some type of pollution on your hair, to get it as long as you're getting it washed, conditioned. And you go back into the salon and get it done again, I would give yourself at least, like, I'm going to say 4 to 6 weeks to be on the safe side and to have your hair healthy and your hair to be in washed and conditioned properly.
Okay. And I think you've seen a lot of times where we had some, there was something on one of these celebrity websites where they were showing different celebrities, and one showed one particular celebrity was Britney Spears, where the wind had happened to get a picture of her while the wind was blowing, and you could see down to her scalp. I know you don't do her hair, but just looking at that picture, what do you think caused it? Was that from the fusion being too tight, or what caused that?
Well, with Brittany's hair, that was looking at that picture. I'm actually looking at that picture right now as we're talking, and I feel really bad for Brittany for even leaving the house looking like that day. She could have put a hat on, or her stylist should have been at her bedside when she woke up to start doing her hair. That's just my opinion on the fact. But as I'm looking at this picture, her hair is actually pretty much, I think she has the fusion hair weave. And you can tell, like, from the, I'm pretty sure the listeners have seen this photo in, like, TMZ or People magazine. But you can see, well, her natural hair is completely dark, and the blonde extension basically is the fusion, the hair that's been added on. And her own natural hair is so matted up and has been twisted from it being not properly cared for. And then you can see where, like, some of the pieces of the fusion where her hair is where it's actually, like, just broken off. So that's why she looks like, I hate to put it to you, Brittany, this way, but she looks like a matted dog, you know, with, like, a very bad and improperly kept hair weave. And that's just from her sleeping, you know, getting updos when she goes to, you know, the red carpet or doing photo shoots and whatnot, and the hair has been constantly just pulled on and put into so many different styles that the actual hair starts to do a dread. And it being worked over, like, over and over again, it's basically just being pulled out ever so slowly from the root to where, you know, the weave is not blending anymore, and she's looking a hot mess.
So what's your saying?
And a long-term effect of that?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead,
Mom. I didn't hear
you. I was going to say, the long-term effect, if that's not managed and conditioned, was not long-term effect by her continuing to wear that type of style?
basically, I by the time she wore that style for quite some time, it would be to the point where she'll be bald-headed as though when she had did it herself and used the clippers on it. And it, she won't have any hair left. I mean, because it's basically with the fusion hair weave, if it's well kept up and well maintained by the stylist or whomever is doing her hair, and it's properly cared for, and there's no pulling on it, and she's actually wearing her hair up in a ponytail or in some type of head wrap, then the style will last a little longer. The hair will be more healthier. But if not, if it's just a lack of caring for her hairstyle, then the hair will be, you know, basically pulled while she's sleeping or tugged on or just basically when she's not, you know, if you don't just get up and not even comb your hair, and then it'll start to tangle. And after a while, when you decide you're going to get that tangle out, you're going to be yanking and tugging on your hair, and then, you know, your hair is going to come out. And that's
so
that
a
possibility.
What you're saying is over time, as you're doing the weave infusion, you're pulling out your hair, so when they come back to you, you have to add more and more and more to it?
Pretty much, yeah. You're going to be adding more and more hair to cover up what you just lost to make it look and blend it in more. So basically, it's not a win-win situation. Yeah, you're winning because you're looking cute for, you know, those two or three months that you're having the fusion in, but then in the long haul, your hair's still going to be short because you're not going to be caring for it.
Ardell, now, you've been doing this, you know, you've been on our show before, and you have well over 15 years experience, and everybody knows the great work you do. My question is, the client or the customer knows this, they're losing hair, and I think this is expensive or this is some cost to it. Why do they keep pursuing the style even though they know it constantly over long term is going to be detrimental to their hair or the scalp?
That's due to the person doing the hair is not educating them on the end results of what could happen with having this hairstyle and keeping the proper maintenance to maintain the hairstyle correctly without having any hair loss. Yeah, because anytime you go in and you're getting a weave, some braiding done, the fusion extensions, the regular clip-on extensions, the glue, the bonding extensions, just because there's a cause and effect to any style you get when you're adding hair. Because you normally lose hair on a daily basis anyway, but that's just a God-given thing. That's just how our hair, when it dies naturally, we lose it, it falls off, we don't know it. It's just, you know, a natural thing that happens. But when you're going into a salon and you're getting services done and you're adding hair and whatnot, if it's not properly cared for or properly removed and the proper maintenance that goes along with it, you're going to end up losing hair. And you're losing the hair from not properly taking care of your weave or your braids.
So as a customer, what should a customer or a client be looking for in a hairstylist? I mean, what are some of the things or proper things that should be done at the salon that's not being done that's causing this increase in hair loss, traction alopecia?
The main thing is for anyone going and is to get a consultation with the stylist who will be doing your hair and ask questions. What are the end results? What are the results that are going to best suit you for your lifestyle? Which type of weave will suit you for your lifestyle? Which type of hair is going to be good, longer, shorter, for how active you are, if you're going to the gym or whatnot? Because not every woman or man who gets an extension because his hair is thinning on top, not every fusion or the braiding or the clip-on hair weave is good for good just because you want the hair, because you want it for length. It also depends on how active you are and how often you actually make it to your hair. How often do you get up every day and, like, comb your hair? Because I know there's a lot of people who get up first thing in the morning and throw their hair in a ponytail and walk out the door without even thinking about picking up a brush. Just because they said, I shampooed my hair the night before. I can just go ahead and just put in a ponytail and leave. But no, if you're having extensions, you know, you can't do that. You need to actually sit there and comb the tangles out and make sure it's still in place because, you know, while sleeping or going running and whatnot, there are you know, causes that, you know, your extension and whatnot would start to loosen up on its own. And you need to know that the main is how often you need to go in to make sure that your hair is properly washed and conditioned, and making sure that you're getting touch-ups on your extensions to make sure they're still tightened in there. Well, I mean, not to use the word tightened, to make sure they're properly placed in there to where they're not loosening up and that your hair is still in a healthy condition. And that's because you can get like a bonding weave or extension, and then you can see where the bonding and where your hair is, and if that bond is not still tightened on there, and it's just dangling there, so eventually you're going to end up combing that the weave, and you're basically pulling your hair when you're combing it. So if it's not properly placed back on the scalp with the correct bonding solution, then you won't have any problems with your hair loss. But the overall main thing for any person going to get a weave is to make sure they get a consultation, ask the stylist what's the proper hair to use, what type of weaving technique to use, or what type of braid to, what type of braid will work best for your weave or whatnot. Just ask a question. Because in the long run, yes, there's a price to being beautiful, but the main part about being beautiful is that you don't have to be bald-headed and beautiful. You can have some hair. But you can also be bald-headed and beautiful because you don't want the hair, not because of the effect of having a weave to where you're walking around looking beautiful with a weave, but then when you go home at night or later on down the road, you're like, oh, you know, I should have got that weave when I was like 25 and having my braids so tight when I was looking real cute, because now I'm, you know, 50 and having to use, you know, products to grow my hair back out.
You know, Ardell, we were at the 2010 International Brown & Brothers Fashion and Beauty Festival in Atlanta recently, and there are different companies selling types of hair. Some of the hair sold for, pardon me, $175 for 12 inches. It was bohemian hair. There's some other type of hair. Could you kind of tell us quickly what that's all about? I mean, what is bohemian hair exactly?
That's a very good question. You know, hair is hair. It doesn't matter where the hair comes from, because everyone in the world has hair. Hair's all grown out the same way. The only difference is just as far as, like, if it says 100% human virgin hair, that means it has never been chemically touched with any type of hair color, relaxer, any type of bleach work, nothing. Absolutely just born, right? I mean, grown straight from the scalp, not even touched, not even gone to see a stylist or get a trim. That's good hair to use. Now, as far as like the yak, the bohemian, the European, that's just an added name on there as far as like you going to the mall and getting a couture dress. It's just another like high-end name just to add to for people to, you know, make their money, the wholesale source to make their money is by adding that extra name to it. Because hair is hair. It's, you know, if you go to Europe and you buy a bag of hair weave, when you come to the United States, you could probably find that same bag of hair weave for a cheaper price. You know? But basically, it's just the quality of how it was, if the lady who basically sold her hair to the wholesale store, she probably got, like, $200 or $300 for her hair, but then yet, you know, the wholesaler is going to jack up the price to make his money. That's all it is.
I see. Well, Ardell, we got about a couple of minutes on the show. Monica, Gary, you got any questions you want to ask Ardell before we let him off the line? I know he was very busy today, and he took out his busy schedule to come on the air and share with us his very insightful information.
Yeah, I know Ardell has a lot of clients today, but just thinking about what he was saying and also just looking at it, a lot of people need to be aware that there are some alternatives, that if they have experienced hair loss because of the traction alopecia, if they have, you know, lost hair due to the improper usage of hair weaves and stuff, there's HGS, HGS. I know Ardell has recommended that to a lot of his clients, that it's suffered from those type of conditions. And how does that work for your clients, Ardell?
You want me to tell the truth? I'm a little upset. No, actually, my two of my ladies who I recommend the product to, and they have been using it. As of right now to this day, they are, I think I've seen them so far, I think they've been using the product for 2 years now, and just within the last year, I think I've seen them twice, which is a good thing. Reason being because they're wearing their hair natural. They're not coming in getting extensions. They're not coming in getting braiding done or anything like that. They have no weave extensions in their head at all whatsoever. Basically, they're wearing their hair natural because of the HGS product has grown their hair back out. And they come to see me just to get a trim. Basically, they come to see me as a treat just to get their hair trimmed up, get good conditioning, or they come to get whatever service they want done. But as far as them having any problems with any hair loss or whatnot, there's none whatsoever. So I'm actually very proud. I'm very excited for them because they're both changed women who are able to walk around with their head held high from using the HGS product that really has grown their hair back out and has restored their lifestyle as far as being, you know, successful women and having to spend, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars to maintain their extensions and their weaves or going to get their hair braided just to cover up their thinning parts when they have the thinning areas on their scalp. But now they'll email me or Facebook me and say, hey, you know, I'll come see you this weekend. I'm going out. I need my hair done. So that's the phone call I get is saying, Argel, I need you. My hair is looking a hot mess. I can't go to work. I can't, you know, go out. You know, getting up and putting on a baseball cap and, you know, just to, you know, to live an everyday life. But now they are doing their thing, and as long as I get that good phone call to say they're going out and they need their hair done, I'm more than welcome to say, come on in, honey. Bring the HGS. We're going to do a treat today before you go out.
Well, we thank you for coming on the show and taking out your busy schedule. We do appreciate it. You're always a great help. Coming on Health Talk Live, and we know you're busy, and I do appreciate you gave a lot of good information, and I do thank you very, very much.
You're very welcome. Anytime.
Kevin, back to talk about the glaze.
I'm fine.
We'll have to have you back on to talk about how effective the glaze is. Hopefully,
we should go
back.
There's a lot of people walking around with the gray hair. I don't call it gray hair. I call it natural highlights. So with that,
all right,
I'm sure we'll gladly talk about it.
Okay then, Ardell. Take care.
All righty, you have a good day.
Bye-bye.
We just had Argel, my friend with the first clientele on the line. And one of his favorite products that pharmaceuticals is our organic glaze. It will give you the luster and shine naturally that you can see it. We also like to thank Rebecca and talk about our products as well. Both of these products and the HPS that is making his clientele free. That we promote our product, the HPS, are all available at www.xbel-n.com. That's xbel-n.com. Or you can call us 1-800-977-3981. We have a full line of products available. I'm sure Shaheed doesn't want me to talk about the future, but I'm always looking towards the future. Shaheed, tell us a little bit more about the special we have running.
Yes, we do have a special at XL Nutraceuticals. All our products now are 15% off. You can go to our website at www.xcel-n.com. That's xcel-n.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-977-3981. If you want to get some information or you call in for an order, we do have a special going on. We'll be running today, tomorrow. We may even let it run for the next few days. But in any event, you can get all our fine natural products at XCEL Nutraceuticals, www.xcel-n.com. That's a 15% reduction on all our products. We have our glazed products, our organic products, and our all-natural-based SO, which is good for eczema. You heard Rebecca Valadez tell you more about that product.
Okay, that is really good, and I'm awesome.
Okay, that's going to do it for the show today. We hope all our listening audience tuned in and got a lot of great information on our show. This is our first time coming back. We're working out the kinks, but we're here to stay. I'd like to thank Rebecca Valadez for spending some time with us on the show for her busy schedule. Two-time Grammy Award winner Rebecca Valadez, superstar and used XM Pharmaceuticals products. Also, thanks out to Ardell Williams for coming on the show, giving us some inside tips on traction alopecia, how to avoid the problem of losing hair when you're wearing various hairstyles, weaving, braiding, fusion. Ardell, the man with a diverse clientele. Thanks also go out to all our listeners. We're glad you tuned in on our show. We do appreciate you coming back and checking us all out here at Health Talk Live. Health Talk Live is a project of XCEL Nutraceuticals. Do check out XCEL Nutraceuticals products at www.xcel-n.com. Or call us at 1-800-977-3981. And remember, all our products are 15% off today and tomorrow. Health Talk Live is also supported by the Secrendo Mar Group. If you're facing possible foreclosure of your home, call the Secrendo Mar Group now today at 1-877-904-1424. Or visit us at our website, www.cmgnationwide.com. All music, songs, sounds, and recordings played during Health Talk Live is the sole possession, ownership, and copyright of YAH 2R2G Productions. Unauthorized copy and duplication of any of these recordings is a violation of applicable law. If you're an upcoming singer, rapper, or R&B in the business and need fresh sound, contact 2R2G Productions at info@xcel-n.com. That's going to do it for us today, gang. Be sure to tune in next Saturday, 10 a.m. for Health Talk Live. I'm MB Shaheed, your host. Have a nice day, and take care.